SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Patrick Chanside is returning to Victoria with an incredible music and theatre Chubby Flood Country, and I'm happy to say Patrick has just joined us on NITV Radio again to give us some insights into this groundbreaking theatre production. Patrick, welcome to NITV Radio again.
Thank you, Bertrand, and thanks for having me back again here, and I'm glad to be on country again. Able to perform.
You spoiled us last year touring the country with Songs of Freedom, and now you're back with something completely different. Can you explain to us the significance and meaning behind the unique Jabi song form that is central to this performance?
Jabi is considered a traditional and unique song form that is made up of short compositions using simple poetic language that is set to melodies. And those melodies have been formed across different, as you would call, or we refer to as Nyinivi, song makers or song people that carry this tradition of song language and song lines. I guess a Jabi Flood Country is the performance that is a co-creation between myself and Dr. Scott Rankin of Big Heart and our musical direction and Brother Aaron Hopper. Encompasses music, song, story, movement, and digital projections. This time we started in Perth, in the city of Melville, traveled to Lutruwita, Tasmania, and shared in the northwest and in the south at Moona Art Centre. And now we're here on Bunurong and Warrawong country in Werribee.
Where you're presenting. The central to this show is urgencies of the 21st century around climate change and environmental pressures, which is something that's constantly in the news, but no one seems to be doing a lot to contain. What messages are you hoping to convey through your work?
I guess messages of, you know, sharing about importance of country, you know, maintenance of country and those that, you know, through traditional practices have, you know, carried those, I guess, songs, stories, or even actions out, you know, across the country. And more so a traditional practice of connection with, you know, like-minded First Nation and traditional owners across Australia, that where, you know, similarly we have shared the message about Songs for Freedom issue previously, you know, we talked about and those important messages about incarceration in young people's central and, you know, core to some of that diversion and work is this type of work in the cultural space. You know, connecting our young people to culture, but maintaining that connection with elders and, you know, key leaders in the community also.
Yeah, and you've taken the show on tour around the country. You mentioned a few places earlier. What has the experience been like taking the show and connecting with audiences across different parts of Australia?
It's been a very humbling experience, but also very blessing, Bertrand, as you would imagine, travelling to many different parts of Australia and, you know, sharing cultural experiences of song and dance and other traditions. But knowledge sharing and information and exchanges has been key to that. You know, the story itself in Jabi Flood Country, as I said, yes, tells parts of those stories about the history of my own personal journey, but it captures, as you say, through, you know, visual and arts and digital projections in a traditional ceremonial sort of encompassing practice also that, you know, we share that experience and exchange on country, firstly and foremost, as part of cultural protocols, and then, you know, hoping that, you know, Jabi would develop and then into a theatre performance or show of sorts. But as we are travelling across country, you know, we're hoping that that cultural process in grounding Jabi, connecting to country and people and custodians of the land is, you know, importance also.
Yeah, no, that's very powerful. But let's go back to your the show, the creative process, culture. As a Ngalama man, how does Jabi Flood Country allow you to share stories and knowledge from your own culture and homeland in the Pilbara region?
Some of the experiences I've, you know, shared with others, if I may share, you know, recently in the Luna Arts Centre experience, you know, one of the, I had a few elders of the Palawa Nation and First Nations people of the Tasmanian Aboriginal communities, you know, shared that his experience of the show was so powerful and moving, but, you know, part of his work and movements involve, you know, protection of the rainforest country and environment, for example.
Yeah.
So after the show, he, you know, a cultural exchange occurred that wasn't expected. He gave me a necklace and I, you know, exchanged some boomerangs and traded song and story about some of that. I guess for me, that part of the process, you know, is worth the while of sharing and taking Jabi across country. And promoting it is, you know, I guess part of the process in awareness of what song, story, and connection to country can encompass in changing legislation or other views in community.
Beyond entertainment, for those unfamiliar, how would you describe the powerful emotional journey that Jabi Flood Country aims to take audiences on?
Well, it has changed my life, if I was to be honest, veteran in you know, the work that I do, traveling across community, but also back in my own home community, representing for and with community, but also, I guess, the experience of being able to represent for community and sharing those important stories and language and culture, it has been, you know, part of the blessing for me to do this way.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, I'll come back to your collaboration with other great creators. You mentioned Scott Rankin. They also worked with Aaron Hooper.
Yes.
How did working together allow you to blend the traditional Pilbara melodies with contemporary sounds?
I guess it's been in the, you know, making for the last probably 10 years now. And over that process, you know, permissions and cultural processes has been the very key sort of collaborations. But then developing, you know, permissions and processes with other nations and First Nation communities, I guess, has been that slow and gentle process. And that's a, I guess, you know, part of all the details that we capture along the way, but document through the process of being able to present what Jabi Flood Country is about now. And, you know, those compasses stories that entail about community across all the different nations, you know, where similar issues such as, you know, housing or children and youth, justice diversion and other sort of key issues about environment, culture and connection, you know, through this performance, help us to create more awareness around.
Yeah. And before I let you go, just some closing thoughts or maybe some crucial information we may have missed that's really important to bring to the attention of our listeners.
Yeah. We're having the ceremony, or I guess gathering, is going to be down at the Wurrungurl Durung Community Centre here in Wyndham Vale and on Wurrung Country. Tickets and the links, I think, are at Humanitics, and some of the sites you can find, like wyndham.vic.gov.au, for tickets, and also on some of our other socials, like the Bicart social media and their websites. I guess what will people see is, I guess, a projection of ceremonial, I guess, exchange with First Nations groups, but also an exchange of song, story, and dance through movement and digital projections. Free event, as I said, Friday afternoon, 6 p.m., a feed starts and a cultural exchange outdoor event. As we said, it's maybe a bit chilly, but we may have some fires burning. So dress warmly and come down to see the show if you can. Yeah.
Yeah, and I will put the message out there. Patrick Chanside, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on NITV Radio again, and we look forward to meeting you tomorrow at the premiere in Victoria, in Nam, of Jabi Flood Country.
No worries. Thank you very much, Patrick.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.